It's our continuing coverage of Pelham High Baseball and our McCall Monument Monumental Play and Player of the Game as Lake Kalman, the junior, joins us here following a big win for the Dutch as they are able to salvage a split. They will take on a split here with Norwalk 9-8 here in Game 2 in 10 innings. And Lake, obviously, this kind of the kind of hit that every kid dreams of, right? You're coming up in the bottom of an inning, a chance to tie the game. It's been a real struggle for you guys throughout the first, really, 13 innings of this doubleheader. What's going through your mind when you walk up to the plate there, and then what did you unleash there in the left center field?
Yeah, you know, it's always in your mind, that perfect pitch there, and always just looking at counting the runs, and, you know, and you can put the game back tied. So it was a great moment, and all the fellas in front of me had great at-bats. You know, I saw that the kid threw 7 pitches, all balls before, so I knew the kid was just trying to get one over for a strike, and I was just sitting there waiting for it.
Well, and what's that feeling like when ball leaves bat? I, you know, had a wife who was an All-American, hit a lot of home runs. You don't feel those sometimes. What was that like when all of a sudden you saw that ball just all of a sudden just carry right off your bat?
Yeah.
And then I saw you get real excited when you saw it clear the fence.
Yeah, I know. Right off the bat, you don't even feel the ball. I mean, then you watch it and you're like, wow. It's fun. It's fun to happen. It's a good time.
Well, and as I said, it kind of erased what was a tough night at the ballpark. Norwalk comes in game one. Game that takes an hour and 25 minutes, just boom, boom, boom. Bats weren't working. You had a couple days off, and you maybe got in a funk. And you get in there to the seventh inning. What's kind of the message to the team, right? 13 innings don't look very great out there, especially down 8-3. And how much fire did that inning give your team going into extras?
Yeah, we really needed that energy there. We'd struggled for the first innings, like you said, but we just had to put together some good at-bats and string it together.
Well, and from there, then, again, you have to battle and then credit their pitcher, right? Ben Scooter, after that grand slam, struck out 6 of your guys. Some of your best bats weren't on here tonight. Isaiah goes 0-for-4, and he still scored 9 runs. What does that say, though, that it took the other guys tonight? Because Isaiah's done so much for this team, and Sherm and Hoekstra have all done some big things with the bat. What did it mean that it was Carey, Kalman, Jablonski, Bethards, Vandeloon that put this rally together? And what does that say about this team going forward?
Yeah, I mean, really, we just – We're gonna hit all the way nine, all the people 9 through. So we just had to prove that today, and we did.
Well, and especially considering how rough it was to start, how much momentum do you think this gives you now, right? Because you could have left the ballpark. You were this close to running away with a sweep, a really disappointing night. How much of a boost does this give you to play so well in the final innings?
Yeah, after that first start for this doubleheader, we really needed that energy, and we're gonna bring it to Wes Marshall tomorrow.
Well, and on top of that, one of the things that was really, I think, important about this is the relief pitchers here, Ryan Howard coming in, Hayes Lautenbach coming in. It's not possible if Norwalk scores some runs. And 5 errors defensively, it felt like from that point on, your defense locked in. And, of course, Ryan and Hayes were a big part of it, too.
Yeah, Ryan and Hayes were huge tonight. Coming in from the pen, they did a great job putting up some scoreless innings for us.
And, of course, I failed to mention you also scored the winning run, too.
Yes.
So another exciting moment. Let's not forget about that. The grand slam was so big.
Yeah.
What's that moment like when Hayes comes through? That's his first hit of the, I think, as a varsity player ever. What a memorable one, and what a moment for both him and you.
Yep, Hayes definitely stepped up tonight. It was fun seeing him have some success, so that was awesome. Around third base, I knew I was going to score, and just super excited.
Lost your mind twice there, huh?
Yeah.
And you talked about it. You got a tough week yet ahead. You got Wes Marshall coming up on Thursday, and then you've got Newton coming up on Friday back here at home. And a pretty good spot. This is the end of the first part of the conference season. How do you feel about the team? You have 7 conference wins in a really tough league. And what is the mindset at this midway point of the year?
Yeah, right now we're just trying to string it all together. We've had some spurts now, and winning this last game of the doubleheader was just huge for us. Get that energy, and now we're gonna get rolling here.
And what are the goals then for the team? Because like you said, it's been spurts, right? It's been certain nights it's been pitching, certain nights it's been hitting, certain nights it's been defense. How critical is it to put it all together knowing that you guys want to get to Iowa City?
Yep, we got to all put it together now. We've had success in every single area of the game. Now we just have to do it all in the same game.
That's Lake Kalman, our player of the game presented by McCall Monument, the game-tying grand slam in the game-winning run. Lake, good to finally talk to you here on the radio. Congratulations, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, see ya.